I began pacing. Well, a chicken crosses the road. When a chicken takes it upon himself to cross a road or trail, Drover, I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, drat.
And please try to control your naughty language. Don't forget your new position.
Oh, Smirkle.
That's better. I paused and glanced up at the dark clouds. What was the point of this conversation?
Alfred called me a naughty dog and it broke my heart.
Right, and we cleared that up. You're happy now and you're going to stop drawing me into these ridiculous conversations. I'm a very busy dog and I don't have time to speculate on why chickens cross roads.
Well, you don't need to get mad.
I'm not mad, but Drover, I came down here with something important on my mind. Now, I don't remember what it was. Furthermore, it has suddenly occurred to me that this entire conversation has been loony, meaningless. This has happened before, Drover, and it troubles me that we continue to carry on loony conversations. Does that bother you? He grinned.
No, I kind of enjoy it.
You enjoy being a loon?
Oh, I guess you're never alone when you're with somebody else. It's almost like having company.
What?
I said, being a loan's almost like owning a company, but you have to pay interest on a loan.
Seconds passed as I stared into his eyes. Oh, yes, of course. I paced away and tried to shake the vapors out of my head. I still couldn't remember. At that very moment, Drover leaped to his feet and pointed off to the northwest.
Oh, look, there's a pretty rainbow. Let's go look for the pot of chicken.
That was it. The rainbow. I had gotten so involved in Drover's personal tragedy that I had forgotten all about Pete's slip of the tongue. Wait a minute, that was my idea. During my interrogation of the cat, he... Wait a minute. What was that you just said about the pot of chicken?
Well, let's see here.
He rolled his eyes and chewed his lip.
At the end of every rainbow, there's a pot. A pot of chicken.
I'd always heard that it was a pot of something, gold.
No, I think it's chicken. Who'd want to eat gold?
Good point, I hadn't thought of that. Maybe it's a golden pot that contains a boiled chicken. That would explain the business about the gold, wouldn't it? Yes, of course. The pieces of the puzzle are falling into place.